page 111, Disabled Identity, Barnes, 1990. Oliver and Barnes, 1998, pages 67. This often results in an extreme form of self-depreciation or internalized oppression, the consequences of which are very difficult to overcome. Internal oppression is similar to what Scambler, 1989, 2004, refers to as felt stigma, or what Thomas, 1999, pages 46, defines as the psycho-emotional dimensions of dysautism. This, she attests, is distinct from impairment effects, that is, the functional limitations imposed by impairments such as limited vision or inability to walk. Mason, a disabled mother and activist, summarizes the situation well. Quote, once oppression has been internalized, little force is needed to keep us submissive. We harbor inside ourselves the pain and the memories, the fears and the confusion, the negative and the low expectations, turning them into weapons with which to injure ourselves every day of our lives. Mason, 1990, pages 27. End of quote. People with acquired impairments obviously have different experiences from those with congenital ones.